having honest weights and measures. So let's begin on Peches on the Bays, page 88b, where we had gotten up to. The Gemara had said that the sin of dishonest weights and measures is worse than the sin of illicit marital relations, because you can repent for the sin of illicit marital relations. But dishonest weights and measures causes the seller to steal from many people. And he doesn't even know who they all are. He doesn't know who to apologize to. So he doesn't have the ability to do tshuva. Amar Reb Levi, Reb Levi said, we're about, I guess, 10 lines before the bottom of Peches Mebeis, Kasha Gezel Hedjot Yosemi Gezel Gavoa. It's worse to steal from people than it is to steal from God. Shezeh Hiktim Chet Lemeila. Because in regards to stealing from a person, even before the word Me'ila, treachery, the Torah considers his act a chet, a sin. Whereas with God, it's only, first it's treachery, and then it becomes a sin. Amr Ablevi, Ablevi said another lesson. God's not like people. God is so much nicer than a human being. When God blesses the Jewish people, he blesses with all 22 letters. So the symbolism of using all 22 Hebrew letters is that all the possible combinations that could come out of the 22 Hebrew letters are included in the blessings. So they're tremendous blessings. Everything's included. The Kila, when God curses, it's only Bishmoni. He only curses with 8 letters. So you can far fewer opportunities to put together words of curse. Birchan Be'esen Ushtayim, where does God bless with 22 letters? Im b'chukosai teilechu, so that begins with the letter Aleph, im b'chukosai teilechu, and ends with the word komiyus, which ends with the letter Taf. So starting with an Aleph until Taf, 22 letters, is God's blessing. The kilam, but God's curse, is b'shmona, is with 8 letters, v'im b'chukosai timasu, with the letter Vav. And if you will reject my laws, then the curse, the es chukosai gaala nafsham, and my laws, their souls rejected. So from Vav until Mem is only 8 letters. Ilu Moshe Rabbeinu, when Moshe Rabbeinu gives blessings to the Jews, berchan b'shmona, he only blesses us with 8 letters. V'kilulan, but Moshe's curses include esim ushtayim, 22 letters. Berchan b'shmona, he blesses us with only 8 letters in Parshas Kisavo. And it will be if you will listen, starting with the letter Vav. And he ends with the word La'avdam, with the letter Mem in La'avdam. Vav to Mem is only 8 letters. V'kilan be'esim ushtayim, but he cursed us with 22 letters. V'hayayim lo sishma, and it will be if you won't listen. So it starts with the Vav, ad ve'ein koneh. Until the words ve'ein konen, there's no one who will buy, and the word konen ends with the letter hey. So from vav till hey is 22 letters. It's the full list of all the letters. So you see that the curses were with all the letters, whereas the blessings were only with 8 letters. Okay, so going back to the Mishnah taught us that when you are selling things and you have weights and measures, you have to be very careful to weigh out an honest amount. You can't in any way shortchange the customer. So the Mishnah said if you have a scale, you have to wipe down the scale after every use of weighing. And then it said you have to follow the custom of the place. If the custom of the place is that when a person buys a pound, it's a heaping pound, you have to deliver a heaping pound of sugar. If the custom of the place is to deliver a flattened off pound, you have to give a flattened off pound. You have to give exactly what is the custom of the place. You can't deviate at all to try to steal a little bit. Can't put your thumb on the scale. Exactly. So, Simon, a way to remember the next few laws is Ein Ma'ainin. We don't give an equal amount. Ein Gochin, we don't heap. Ba'ad Gradrenman, the importance of appointing police, the litra, the different sizes of the scales, Shlosha ve'eser nefesh mishkalos memachik ava lo tasu and lo yaseh. Tan Rabban, we learned in a brayso. We're going to have a list of multiple brayzos about the laws of honest weights and measures. Brayso number one. Minayim she'in mochkin b'makom shegotchen. How do we know that if the custom of the place is that every measure is a heaping measure, if you sell a measure, you can't deliver it without it being heaping, you know, just to flatten it out on the top. You can't level it. Tam Aloma, that's what the pasuk says, Eifa Shlema. A complete measure, a perfect measure. So the measure has to be perfect as it is in this place. Uminayin. Now this addresses Roger's question yesterday. How do we know Shem Amar? Let's say the seller says like this. Normally when people buy a pound in this place, it's a pound plus. It's a heaping pound. But I will sell a pound which is leveled off, but I'll cut back on the price. Instead of being paid the normal price, I'll be paid a little bit of a discount, a little bit of a haircut. So minayin that you can't do that. Shem Amar that if he said, Hareini mochek, I will level it off, b'makom shagotcha, but it's a place where people normally heap. V'lifchos lo min adamim, and I will reduce the price. Or, Hareini godesh b'makom shemochken, I will give a heaping amount in a place where people normally level off. U'lahosif lo al adamim, and I will ask him to give more to the price. She'ein shomen lo, how do we know that we don't listen to him? Tamaloma, that's what the verse says. Eifa shlema v'tzedek yiyalach. A perfect and just measure you shall have. You need to justify your measure. In other words, it's not enough that it's right now a fair arrangement. It doesn't look like a fair arrangement. Because in this place, everybody, when they order a pound, gets a heaping pound. And now I give him a leveled off pound. Why? Because I told him to pay me a little bit less. No one else knows that he paid me a little bit less. They think, oh, Zev Reichman sold a leveled pound. I can sell a leveled pound. And when they're selling a leveled pound for the price that's normally given for a pound, they're really stealing because they're giving him less than what is normally given for that amount. So therefore, not only do I have a responsibility to be fair in my weight and measure, I have a responsibility of making sure that other people are fair in their weights and measures. So if the custom of the town is to have a heaping pound, or the custom of the town is a level pound, I need to follow the custom of the town, and I can't deviate for the sake of, you know, a different payment, because that's going to encourage others who are going to deviate without a different payment, and that'll end up being dishonest weights and measures.
Rabbi, as long as if you live in a place that says you buy a dozen bagels, you get one, you get the 13th.
Okay, great. So that's the norm.
Everybody have to, the dozen has to be 13 and not 12 in that place?
I don't think so. I think if it's identified as a 13th free, it's a separate thing. We're going to see. The Gemara is going to talk about that in terms of competition issues. But
I give you an example. We had a grocery guy back in Iran. You know, they didn't have standard weights, so like 1 kilogram. Everybody had a piece of stone.
Right.
And he said, this is 1 kilogram. And in the meantime, it was like 100 grams. Less than 1 kilo. So he wasn't stealing from there, okay? Then he would calculate the price, let's say it's $10 per kilo. He would calculate in his head $11, and then, you know. And then the third way he was garniving, it was every time he gave you change back, it was short in change. So every time you went to him, three ways this guy here.
stole from you a little bit. That's a problem.
That's the one, not small, bigger one.
Tana Rabbanan, Braisa number two, the sage is taught. How do we know that in a place where the custom is that the scales are balanced, that you don't insist on the scales being weighted, that the side of the, let's say the meat be heavier than the side of the scale. And in a place where normally when they sell a pound, they add a little bit so that the meat is heavier than the pound, than the weight. How do we know that in a place where normally they don't tilt the scale, that you shouldn't tilt it? Tamalomer, again, it's the same idea. Evan Shlema, you have to sell with perfect weights. So you can't deviate from the custom. If normally what's delivered when a guy orders a pound of meat is a, you know, 1.001 pounds, you can't deliver 1.000 pounds. Let's say it's a place where normally what's delivered is 1.0001 pounds. They add a little bit to the meat to make the meat tilt the scale. But you say to the guy, listen, I won't tilt the scale. I'll balance the scale, but I will subtract from the price. Or, I will tilt in a place where it is normally balanced. But I will therefore add to the price. I'm going to give you a little bit more meat than normally people get when they order a kilo of meat. But you have to pay me a little bit more. Again, we don't listen to that arrangement. Why? Because the verse says, Evan Shlema Vatzedek, a perfect and just weight. It's not enough that it's a fair price. It has to be the type of an arrangement that won't lead others to an unfair price. So if in this area, everybody normally sells a pound of meat that's just being a pound, and I deliver instead of a pound point one, 1.1 pounds, and he gave me a little bit more money, people aren't going to know that he gave me more money. So the next customer who's out to buy from some other butcher is going to go to that butcher and say, hey, Zev gave 1.1 pound, you need to give 1.1 pound. When really he's not entitled to 1.1 pound, and he only paid for 1 pound. He's going to end up shortchanging the butcher, and therefore, in just weights and unfair arrangements will happen.
Isn't that what the Chofetz Chaim did?
What? Because you're saying his was a town where they didn't normally add. Right, and he added.
Amazing. So he was making it unfair.
Mm. He added in a place where they...
To be careful.
He was adding to be careful not to steal. But you're saying that's a town where they didn't normally add. I don't know, I have to think about that. Interesting question. So I'm Rav Yehuda Misura. Rav Yehuda said from Sura, you know, a little piece of Agadita to inspire us to keep this law, because it's a difficult law. The language of the verse is, Lo yia lecha beveischa. It shall not be in your home a dishonest weight and measure. But you can read it this way, Lo yia lecha beveischa. There won't be things in your home. You won't have any money. Why? Because you have a dishonest weight and measure. So, matam, why won't you have anything in your house? Mishum eifa veifa, because in your home you have dishonest measures. You have a pound which is a pound, and a pound which is 0.75 of a pound. L'yeh lebecha bekischa, you won't have things in your wallet. Matam, why? Mishum eifa veifa, because you have multiple stones. Aval, however, evan shlema v'tzedek, if all the weights that you possess are honest weights, you'll have money. If all the measures are perfect and just, you'll have money. It's true. And honesty and integrity. Tanu Rabbanan and our sages taught us in a braisa. Lo yelecha. The verse says, you shall not possess. That means, we have to appoint policemen, supervisors, to go into the stores and make sure that the weights and measures are honest. However, in Mamina Gardam Lusharm, we don't need to appoint supervisors to maintain price controls and keep the prices from being raised too high, because customers won't go to the people who have the high prices, so the market itself will keep the prices low. To Bein Nasiya, there was a story once, the house of the Nasi, Resh Galusa, Ukimu Agardam and Bein Lamidos, Bein Lasharim. They appointed policemen both for the weights and measures and to keep the prices low. Amalei Shmuel l'karnah. Shmuel said to karnah, puk tani luhu, go tell them. Amida agadam l'midos. We have to appoint policemen for the weights and measures. Ein ma'amida agadam l'sham. We don't need to appoint policemen to keep the prices low. So that's what Shmuel said, and karnah didn't do that. Nafak darshku. So karnah went out and told them, ma'amida agadam bein l'midos bein l'shar. We appoint policemen both for the weights and measures and for the prices. Amarle, so when Karna came back, Shmuel said to him, what's your name? Mashmacha. Karna. Typically, Karna be'eni. Let a horn grow out of your eye. The word Karna means a horn. You should have cataracts. Your horn should grow in your eye. Nafakle Karna be'eni. And a horn grew in his eye because he didn't listen to what Shmuel told him to do.
He said 8 letters, or did 22
rather? I guess. It's like 22. Ve'iu kiman sovereign. Now, what was Karna thinking? He had Amar Ami Bar Chama and Rabbi Yitzchak. He was thinking like Rabbi Yitzchak that Ma'amidin Agar Damin Bein Lamidos Bein Lasharim. We have to appoint policemen for the weights and measures and to keep the prices low. Bipnei Ramayim, because there are all sorts of swindlers out there. There are all sorts of deceptive individuals that are going to do things like, you know, wait until everybody else sold and then sell their stuff at highly inflated prices. So, therefore, even for pricing, he felt you need to have policemen. All right, a fourth brisa. Tana Rabbanu Lindin a brisa. I'm a vakish from a litra. If I wanted to buy a litra of merchandise, shokel a litra, so the seller weighs a litra worth of meat to me. So he has a weight worth a litra, which, as we'll see soon, is going to be either a stone or a certain piece of metal.
Stone.
He puts on the other side meat. If I wanted chatzi litra, half a litra, shokilo chatzi litra, he will wait to me half a litra. Revia litra, a quarter of a litra, shokilo revia litra, he will weigh out for me a quarter of a litra. So the Gemara says, my kamashma, what's the chiddush? Demaskinim et kili ad hachi, that we only have these denominations of the weights. We have a full, a half, and a quarter. We don't have a weight of 5/8 or a weight of 7/8, because if we'd have too many weights, then people would be able to steal. So a guy would say, yeah, I'm giving you the full pound, and it's really 7/8. So therefore, we only made three types of weights. Full, half, and a quarter. And that way, there's no room for deception. Fifth brisa. Tana Rabbanu Lindin a brisa. I'm a vakish from a shloshes rivi litra. So if there are only three types of weights, the full, half, and a quarter, what happens if somebody ordered 3/4? How do you weigh that? So we don't say lo yomer lo shkoli shlosha rivi litra achas achas. We don't listen to the customer who says, okay, so weigh for me 3 times a quarter. Because each time a person weighs, in most places he has to add a little bit to make sure he's not being dishonest. So he's going to weigh 3 times, add a little bit, that's unfair. So rather, it should be 1 weighing. But how could you have 1 weighing of 3/4 when you don't have a weight which is the size of 3/4? Things like this. Ella Shokel litra. He takes the pound weight, the weight of a pound, on one side. Umaniach revia litra. He puts the pound, weight of a quarter on the other side. And then on that side that has the quarter weight, he adds enough meat until it equals the pound weight. And then, you know, that's the amount of wheat, which is 3/4 of a pound, or 3/4 of a litra of meat. Umaniach revia litra. Ima basar. You put a quarter of a litra weight together with the meat, and that way you'll see that the meat is going to be 3/4. Sixth price about weights and measures. Tanar Rabbanu Lindin a brisa. I'm a vakish menu eser litrin. If the customer wants 10 litrin, lo yomer lo, the customer can't say shkoli achas achas vachria, weigh out to me 10 times a liter by a liter, and each time you're going to tilt the weight to me, you're going to add a little bit. But rather he puts all 10 liters of meat at one time on one side, and he puts 10 pound weights on the other side. And there's one time that he tilts a little bit more on the meat side to make sure that he's not being dishonest. The seventh brisa. Tana Rabbanu Lindin a brisa. Nefesh moznayim. The fulcrum of a balance, of a scale. In other words, they would have, let's say, a scale either from the floor to the top, and then there's a fulcrum, or from the ceiling hanging from the top, and there's this fulcrum, this little piece that makes it move this way or that way.
Right.
So that nefesh, tluya ba'avir, if it's hanging off of the ceiling, gimel tfachim, it's got to be 3 tfachim down from the ceiling. Now the two pans of the scale have to be at least 3 tfachim off of the ground. The kaneh umisna shala, and the beam that the 2 pans are connected to. So the beam plus the ropes of the pans together, shneim asar tfachim, a total of 12 tfachim. So in other words, the beam is 3 tfachim, one rope down is 3 tfachim, I'm sorry, one rope down is 4 tfachim, and one rope down is 4 tfachim. So a total, the beam across is 4 tfachim, and then 4 tfachim on each side, a total of 12 tfachim. Vishel tzamar, vishel zagagin. Now, the weights of wool merchants or glass merchants, tluya ba'avir shnei tfachim, the fulcrum is 2 tfachim hanging down from the ceiling, ugvor min ha'aretz shnei tfachim, and it's the pans are 2 tfachim above the ground, so that when they go down, they won't hit the ground and bounce back up. The kano misna shala, and the crossbeam and the ropes are test tfachim, our total of 9 tfachim, 3 tfachim across and 3 tfachim down. Vishel chenvani, vishel balabayis, and of the store owner or of a balabayis, a household holder, tuya ba'avir tefach, he sells smaller amounts, so it's just 1 tefach down from the ceiling. Ukvomina aretz tefach, and the pan has to be 1 tefach above the ground. The kanu misna shalah, and the beam and the strings are together add up to shisha tfachim, to 6 tfachim. Vishel turtani, the fulcrum of a precious metal dealer. Tluya ba'avir shalosh etzpos. So you know, precious metals like gold, etc. So you only sell small amounts. It only has to be 3 tfachim off of the ceiling, the fulcrum. Gvoh min ha'aretz shalosh etzpos. The pans are 3 tfachim above the ground. The kano misna shalaini yodei, I don't even know what the measurements of the crossbeam and the strings holding the pans. So the Gemara now asks, after the Brisa listed these different types of merchants, the merchants of glass, the merchants of wool, the merchants of chenveni, a storekeeper, balabayas, what was that first one for? Lahach kamaisa demai, what was the first one for? Which said 3 tfachim off the ceiling and 12 tfachim between the beams and the 2 pans, the strings of the pans. Rav Papa answered, digrumi, it's referring to the scales of the iron smelters, which have to, you know, weigh out large amounts. Okay. New law. Amar Rav Mani Bar Patish. Kederach Shamar Lidin Yisurin. All these laws, these dimensions of scales, which is a question of the prohibition of honest weights and scales. Because if the scale is not these right dimensions, it might tilt too much, the pan might drop down to the ground and then bounce back up, you won't be able to get an honest measure of it. So all these laws of what's an honest weight and scale, kach amar l'inyan tumas, and that's also the law in regards to impurity, to tumah. We know that a scale is a utensil, so a utensil can become tummy. If part of it is touched, the whole thing, with tumma, the whole thing becomes tummy. But if you would not have the weights and scales of these dimensions, let's say you are an iron merchant and your weight and scale doesn't hang down 3 tefachim from the ceiling, it hangs down only 1 tefach from the ceiling, so that's a scale that you can't use. So if it's an unusable scale, it's not a scale anymore. So maybe the pan within it is a utensil, but the whole thing, the whole contraption, is not. So if Tumah would touch 1 pan, that pan would become tummy, but not the entirety of the contraption, because the contraption is not usable. If the utensil is not usable, it doesn't have the status of a utensil to be able to become tummy as a utensil. So that's what Rav Mani Bar Patish said, Kederach Sha'amru, Le'inyan Yisurin, these same rules that we said, the dimensions that we said of what the scale has to be, in terms of the prohibition of being a dishonest scale, kach amru l'inyan tum'asan. That's also what they said in regards to them becoming impure. My kamashmas, the Gemara says, I need Rav Mani Bar Patish for this. What is this teaching me? Tznina, we learned this in a Mishnah. Chut moznayim shel chenveni v'shel balabatim. The string of the scale of the householder or the storekeeper, namely the string holding it from the ceiling, is a tefach. So that's exactly what we said. So that only if the storekeeper scale hangs down a tefach is it a kosher scale. So why do I need it repeated here? So the Gemara says, Kanu misna shalot tzrichle, because we need to tell you these other dimensions, how big the crossbeam is, together with the ropes holding the two pans, the two parts of the scale. That was not taught in the Mishnah, so for that I need these brisos to teach us these dimensions, and then Rav Mani to say that the same dimensions that are needed for an honest scale are the dimensions that are needed for a scale to be able to become tameh, to become ritually impure. Eighth brisa. Tana Rabbanu lived in a brisa. In osin mishkalos lo shel batz, we don't make the weights out of tin, velo aver, or lead, velo shel gisteron, nor an alloy of multiple metals put together, velo shel sh'arminim atachos, or any other types of metals. Avaloso shel tsunma, you make the weight out of stone, the shel schuchis, or out of glass. Tana Rabbanu, a ninth brisa. The sages taught us in a brisa. You don't make the leveler, that little knife to level out the powdered goods, out of a piece of melon, out of a gourd rind, out of melon. Let's say you take a pumpkin, you cut off the shell, you dry it, you say, okay, this is my knife. That doesn't work. Why? Because it's so light, you're not really going to level out. It's just going to go over and it won't be leveled. So it'll end up that the seller is going to be shortchanged. He's going to end up giving more than he should be giving. Because it's too light. He also can't make the leveler made out of metal, because that's too heavy. He's going to level out too much, and the buyer is going to be losing out. He makes it out of olive wood, shel egos, walnut wood, shel shikma, sycamore wood, or shel ashkara, boxwood. Tenth brisa. Tanu Rabbanan lived in a brisa. Enosin es hamachak. We don't make the leveler tzido echad av, one side thick or wide, the tzido echad katzer, one side narrow. Because if one side is wide, so that side's not going to level well. The other side that's narrow will level well. So what's he going to do? For his own benefit, he's going to level well. But for... where it's not for his, for the other guy, he's not going to love. Each one's going to try to do dishonest things. The seller's going to say, hey, this is my leveler. I'm not even helping you. It's very wide. Meanwhile, he doesn't use the wide side. He uses the narrower side. And the buyer, if he measures out, will do the opposite. He'll say, here's the leveler. It's very thin. And instead of doing the thin side, he's going to use the wider side and leave for himself extra amounts because it's really not going to level much out. It's going to leave a lot of the powder for himself. So again, it's a dishonest way to measure, and you can't use it that way. Now, another law about leveling, lo yimchok bevasachas. You don't level with just one run-through. Shamochik bevasachas ra lamocher. That's unfair to the seller. You're not going to get it really flat. V'yafel elokeach. That's too good for the buyer. Lo yimchok ma'at ma'at. You also don't level a little bit, then a little bit more, then a little bit more. Sh'ra'al elokeach. Because then you really leveled off a lot. And that's bad for the buyer, v'yafel amocher, and too good for the seller. So you do it twice. You go through once and a second time. Halkun amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai about all of these different, you know, dishonest things, right? To have a leveler that's wider on one side and thinner on the next side, or to level twice or level once, or, you know, to have, you know, a weight made out of metal, all these different tricks that people have, like Baruch's grocer in Tehran. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai used to say, I don't know what I'm going to do about it. Oyliam Omer, woe to me if I, you know, give halachos in the Beis Medrash about what you can't do. Oyliam Lo Omer, woe to me if I don't talk about it. Why? Im Omer, if I talk about it, Shem Yom Duan Ramayim. All the dishonest, criminal, corrupt minds will say, oh, that's a great idea. I'm going to go make a leveler with two sides. I'm going to go start leveling, multiple times when I'm leveling off. Or I'm going to go get a weight out of metal. or I'm going to make a scale that's a little bit, looks right, but it's a little bit off, because the dimensions aren't just there. They're going to learn from me. The Imlo Omer, and if I don't say it, so Shema Yom Ramar Amar, now the thieves are going to think, and Tamid HaChacham Bekiva Ma'asi Adena, we can get away with our tricks, because the Torah scholars don't know about it. So what am I going to do? Should I say, should I not say? So the end, Ibailu, they asked it, Amra Olama, did he say it or did he not? Amra Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Amra, he said it. Mehai Kramra, he said it from this pasuk. Ki yesharim darchei Hashem, for the ways of God are straight. Tzadikim yelchuba, the tzadikim, they will follow it. They'll use it in the straight way. Uposhim yikashlubam, and the wicked, they get corrupted through the ways of God. Yeah, they fall with the ways of God. They misuse them. But that's their fault. The ways of God, though, are fine. We present the way of God the way they are. We were taught in another brisa. The pasuk says, "Lo sasu avil b'mishpat." Don't do injustice in judgment, b'midah in measurement, b'mishkal in weights, uv'amasura or in a liquid measure, b'midah in a measure of length. So medidas karka. That's a reference to measuring land. You shouldn't measure if you're measuring out amongst, let's say, two brothers. You're getting one piece of land. You're getting the other. You shouldn't measure for one brother during the summer, when the strings are shrunken, and to the other brother, during the winter when the strings stretch. You shouldn't have dishonest weights. You shouldn't bury your weights in salt, because that will make them change their weight. The masura in liquid measure. You shouldn't boil up the liquids. Because when you're boiling up a frothy liquid, the cup might appear to be full, when really it's not. The kal v'chomer, we can make a kal v'chomer. Ma mesura, sheyechem yishloshim v'shisha belug. So a mesura is a measure of only a 36th of a log. Ikpidel of Torah, the Torah was concerned about that you shouldn't froth it up, because that would be dishonest. Certainly when you talk about larger measures, hin, chatzi hin, shlishis hin, or vias hin, a full hin, a third of a hin, a quarter of a hin, a half of a hin, a log, or a chatzi log, or a vias, or a full log, half a log, a quarter of a log, tomen, an eighth of a log, chatzi tomen, half of an eighth, or an uchla, you have to be honest in those weights and measures. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Rav Yehuda told the name of Rav, a person's not allowed to leave a empty measure, a small a measure that's too small or too big in his house. I feel even if he's using it now as a urinal, he's using it now as a toilet, we're still worried that maybe he's going to wash it off once and defraud a customer with it. Vafilu hi avot shel meimei raglayim. Okay. Rabbi Chananya ben Akashi Omer, Ratzak Kodesh Baruch Hu L'Zakos Yisrael, Lefichu Kirblem Toru Mitzvah, Shemai, Adonai Chafetz L'Man Tzidko, Yagdil, Terav Yadir.